Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes it'll get really windy and then it'll get hot. Like, we call it a Chinook, like where we get all this wind and then it gets really, really hot after that. And then there's sometimes where it gets windy like that and it brings in a cold front, so all we get is snow and rain and, like, it's crazy. So right now I'm hoping that this is going to be bringing a lot of warm winds and it'll be warm for the duration of the week. But being Calgary, you never know.
Well, yeah. Alrighty. Do we want to get into our talk that talk?
Yeah, let's jump right on to Talk That Talk.
Astrology, fact or fiction? We definitely want to hear from you listeners. So give us a call, 1-866-259-0361. Let us know how you feel about that. And let's go ahead with Candy. How you feel?
I mean, I believe it's fact. I believe that astrology, like as far as horoscopes and people's signs and just everything, if you read on it, like how certain people act when they're born a certain day, I believe in it. I believe in all of it. I mean, there's different types of, like, say, for instance, I'm a Pisces, so there's different types of a Pisces. So sometimes people get it confused, and they take everything verword or verbatim that astrology says as far as horoscopes and stuff like that, when in actuality they just need to take only what they get as a Pisces. Like, as a Pisces, like, one horoscope can say one thing, but it might not obtain to me at all. Like, that can be just a different type of Pisces. You understand what I'm saying? Like, as in different types of horoscopes or different types of Pisces or different types of Aquarius or different types of, you know, each sign is different. So, but I definitely believe in it, though. I believe that's true. That's my answer.
So Candy says astrology is fact. And Keisha, what you say?
Well, you know, if you're following me on Twitter and on Facebook, you already know that I strongly believe in horoscopes and astrology. The whole following the stars and how the planets align and when you're born on a certain day, your personality, the compatibility, everything. It's definitely a fact for me because every time I check it out and see what it says about me, because I follow it on a daily basis, every time I check it, it's always correct. So definitely a fact for me. Definitely believe it.
All right. So Keisha says it is a fact. So two for fact, and you know what, I'm going to rock the boat a little bit. I wouldn't necessarily say it's a fact, but I don't necessarily say it's fiction. My thing with astrology is I really don't follow it. Once in a while I might like go and peek and see what it may say, but I find that there are some similarities, but it's not my daily bread, so it's not like every morning I wake up and I run to go and read what my horoscope says and things of that nature. I find that there are some resemblances, and, you know, based on, like Candy was saying, how the planets are aligned and the stars are aligned and things of that nature, there's definitely a science to it, but I don't feel that it is 100% correct as to how my life is going to go if I follow my horoscope. That is my opinion. So I guess more so I'll say it's fiction in a sense. So we have two for fact, one for fiction. Listeners, we want to hear from you. Give us a call, 1-866-259-0361. Let us know how you feel about this week's Talk That Talk. Is astrology fact or fiction? If you are on Twitter, go ahead and mention us. Let us know how you feel about that. That's CP3 Radio on Twitter. Or go ahead and hit us up on Facebook, and that's facebook.com/TP3Radio. Or is it TP3? Watch me not know what the Facebook page is. But, yeah, go ahead.
TP3 Radio.
Yeah, CP3 Radio. All right. Mm-hmm. So go ahead, check us out. Hit us up. Let us know how you feel.
Definitely, definitely. So we do have a few callers lined up. Hopefully they're calling in to talk about our talk that talk. Let's check it out.
All right, all right.
Okay, we got a caller from the 214. Who is this?
It's Junior.
This is Junior.
Yes, ma'am.
Representing Dallas.
And I think,
Junior, did you?
Yes, ma'am, I am. Oak Hill, Texas, to be exact. And what I think about this is, I think everything is really based on an idea. I mean, I think everything is an idea, not based on an idea. So, therefore, I believe like it's a fact because it can be proven.
Okay.
All right. Well, we definitely appreciate you calling in and representing for Oak Cliff, Texas.
Oh, it's nothing. Well, I got to get back to my promotion on Twitter, so y'all follow me on Twitter at Juggernaut214. I'm out.
Already, I'm already following you. Gotcha. Already, Dallas representing. That's what's up.
Alrighty, right. We have another caller here. From the 614, who is this?
DJ. Margo Hart.
I know
what's up?
I'm here with Ron Day, the other half of my, you know, company.
Hey.
And, you know, it's funny that you're talking about astrology and the stars and stuff, because we was just talking about that. We was just looking at these two stars that, what are they, by the moon?
One is basically the North Star, and it's always there. We all know about the North Star, and it's always by the moon, always by the moon. When the moon is a full moon and dissipate to disappearing from out the sky. But there's another star that came into our atmosphere as we see now, and it's getting closer to the North Star. And this star is not a star, it's a planet, which we call so-called Planet X. It's not Planet X, it's actually Planet Nebru. And it's starting to come into our atmosphere because at the end of this year, as we know, about 2012, it's not going to end as life is going to end. It's going to end of ignorance, and all the planets are aligning. It's time for everybody's spiritual awakening to come up and come forth with this new type of conscious awareness knowledge. We've been trying to get this knowledge for so long now. Our governments are not allowed; they're not letting it out. That's the reason why we're starting to see these new types of technology come out, because they're hiding it from us. They don't want to let us know anything about what's going on.
Yeah, and I think seven of the planets are lined up right now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, about y'all's question about do we believe in astrology and the horoscope thing, well, I think it's for real, but I think I also choose my own path. It's not going to run me. I'm not going to let the, you know, horoscope and the newspaper run me. And, you know, how do you feel, sir?
Well, this is Rondé. Astrology, I mean, if fact or fiction, I mean, what do we consider fact and what do we consider fiction? I mean, it's what you believe in your heart. So if you say you believe in Buddhism, you believe in Buddhism. If you believe in so-called some type of God, you believe in God. I mean, it depends on what your fact or fiction is. It's how you depict what astrology really is to you. It's not just what someone says or put on a internet thing about what your horoscope is. They're just gathering up information about this type of being that we know that was sent down here, that's many of us, just like an emotion of God. We're just one of his type of emotions that he goes through, but we're all gods because we're made from his image. I mean, so it depends on how you believe in it. It's how you believe in it. It's not no one else's, I guess, belief on how you wanted to believe in it, I guess.
Rodney be talking, don't he?
But hey,
the hip hop expo here in Columbus is coming up in March, and we trying to make y'all comp cards pass out to because there's gonna be a lot of rappers and singers and stuff. We trying to make some comp cards to pass out to them just in case they want y'all to do videos or whatever. So, you know, we're trying to do that for y'all.
You know where to find some photos of us, right? You can go to TP3 Radio. Actually, our Facebook, we need to upload some photos, ladies. But we'll get you some photos of us if you need them. Just get at DJ Mars, and we can get them too. But
y'all got my email,
definitely
right?
Definitely appreciate you calling in. We got DJ Marv's email. We don't have your email. But, you know, ours is tp3radio@gmail.com. You can always hit us up. Anyone who's listening in, if you're an artist, tp3radio@gmail.com. Go ahead and hit us up, you know, with your music or whatnot, and make sure we need some professional pictures and a short bio of you if you would like to be on the show. It must be no pictures, you know. We do like to put the pictures on the slide. So, but anyway, thank you guys for calling in, and, just get up with DJ Marv.
And follow me on Twitter for sure. DJ Marv, go too hard. The number 2, DJ Marv, go too hard. And next time I call, don't answer. I did not put number 1 once again. It went through. So I'm about to call right back and just listen.
Right, don't plug you in. We got you.
Unless I, you know, let one of y'all know, you know.
All right. So my sister is listening in, y'all. She just had a baby. She's in, I guess it's North Carolina. She just had a baby yesterday. She named the baby Genesis Tandy. So, yeah, baby name is Genesis Candy, but it's spelled with a K. So, shout out to my little sister Keela and her husband Jerome. He's in the military, so definitely I'm a military all the way around, from a military brat, military still in the family. So, shout out to my little sister. She said she's listening in and kissed the baby for me, and I hope to see my nephew, like, really, really soon. I'm supposed to be able to keep him for a few days. I'm excited, so hope I get to see him. But, yeah. All right, we got some more callers.
We do. All right, caller from the 214, who is this?
Oh, I'm just listening. I didn't press one.
So we got another listener not trying to press one, but you still get through to us anyway?
Huh?
It's fake. It's fate. You have to talk to us now. No, I'm just kidding. I guess we need to keep a list or something.
Yeah, because I just got off the phone with y'all, and I was just listening to DJ Mars
right.
Or whatever his name is. Yeah, but I got going on right now. Good, cool, good conversation, you know.
All right.
Thank you.
I'll put you back on mute or whatever. I won't put you back in.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. We have a few more.
Yeah, it should be our special guest caller.
Caller from the 469. Who is this?
469. I think we got people who are listening in and it's putting them through. If y'all are listening in and it's putting y'all through, y'all might still need to say something, so then that way we won't keep putting y'all through. Because 469, that might be my little sister. I'm looking like 469.
Well, I know.
That's too funny. Hey, sister, you might as well go ahead and shout yourself out while on the radio. You just had a baby.
Hey.
Congratulations.
Congrats, yes.
Yeah, so that's my sister, so we know not to plug her back through. We need to put her back on mute, too. Thank you, Keela. Shout out.
All right. All righty, let's see. I think that might have been everybody.
Okay. All right, all right. Well, do you want to go ahead and get into our horoscopes, into our special guest call?
Oh, wait a minute. We have one more. Hold on, let me take this last. Wait, what happened?
Maybe that, too.
Maybe. Let's see. Caller from the 832. Who is this?
Levi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey,
Levi.
What's up?
How are you? What's up?
Same old, grinding, you know.
Alrighty. Well, it's good that you did call in. That way we can go ahead and let everyone know who is listening in about the artist that's going to be on the show next week.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? For those who, you know what I'm saying, tuned in, you know what I mean? Stay tuned in, you know what I'm saying? Of course, next week, you know what I'm saying? I will be debuting my artist, you know what I'm saying? Miss Danny the Seducer, you know what I'm saying? The top female artist off of Street Money Empire Incorporated. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is, you know what I mean? Yes, sir.
Right. All right. Well, we definitely appreciate you calling in, and we will be putting all the information, like I told you, on our Facebook, which is Facebook/TP3Radio. Go ahead and hit the like button to that, and we will be talking to you very, very soon.
Yeah, man.
Well, you can't let them off the hook, actually. Talk That Talk this week is astrology fact or fiction? What is your take?
That's fact for me, you know what I'm saying? That's
right.
Back for me, so.
Would you care to elaborate?
Nah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a Sagittarius. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't compatible with a Sagittarius, yo, don't, please don't come my way. Just don't come my way. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I'm, Sagittarius.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like,
we hear
I don't
you.
Give it's, It's just certain times I don't get along with.
Okay.
Well. Okay. What signs are that? We're not none of them, right? Because you get along with us, right?
I mean, I don't know y'all signs. You know what I mean? But
well,
obviously, y'all are the signs that I'm compatible with.
Yeah, I'm a Pisces. This is Candy. I'm a Pisces. And Mrs. Entice, she's a Pisces. And Keisha, what are you?
I'm an Aquarius.
An Aquarius, yeah. You got two Pisces and an Aquarius on the line.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm compatible with y'all. I ain't got no, yeah, I'm compatible with y'all.
All right, well, we appreciate you calling in and everything. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Alrighty.
And we have a caller from the 201. Who is this?
What's good? It's First Wonder.
Hello.
Hey. Our special guest. We was waiting for you. Was you? You got stuck on the line?
Yeah, no, I was. I was on hold listening. So.
No, I'm patient.
Already. Oh, that's good. It's good you are patient. So how are you this evening? Or I guess I should say tonight.
I'm good. You know, we out here in Jersey. I'm actually in the studio right now with my man Names, and we tuned into the show, showing love, and definitely appreciate the love that y'all showing us.
Oh, yeah. Let everybody know where to follow you at on Twitter and where to find you at real quick.
Well, I go by the name of First Wonder. Y'all can follow me on Twitter at the number 1ST, Word Wonder, and F02. So First Wonder, F02. That's me. You know, my team, FO2 Music, follow us on Twitter as well, F02 Music. You know, shout out to my whole team, Candace, Cheers Hip Hop, Rum, Names, Rue, K Biggs, DJ Mike Major, Jersey, New York. Like, we out here. We just dropped our compilation, the FO2 Music compilation. They could download that on that PIF. Just Google FO2 Music compilation. It'll come up. It's a really, really dope project. It came out March 1st. And so far, like, it's now 12 days. We got over 4,000 hits on that PIF, which is pretty impressive compared to a lot of, you know, other local artists, independent artists that I'm seeing right now. And the fact that we aren't, like, we haven't even put the whole marketing strategy behind it. So, you know, I'm just thankful that everything's going well.
Oh, yeah. Because I did get a chance to see that the Love Me Baby video was on MTV at one point.
Yeah, the Love You Baby, I Love You Baby video hit MTV in December. We had an interview with Wale and Sway, so that was dope. Definitely check out the Love You Baby video. That's on YouTube right now. Just type in Candace Love You Baby or First One to Love You Baby in YouTube. It'll come up. The song's on iTunes. They can get that for 99 cents. If they don't have 99 cents, they can download the compilation for free. It's on the compilation. And, you know, like I said, we actually have the remix out, too. We dropped the remix on Valentine's Day for the compilation. And it's a dope track. It has Jade on it, Rums on it. Me, Candace, Jade, and Rum is on it. So it's a really dope track. It's a good follow-up for it. I call it Bedroom Rap. So.
Okay. Well, that's what's up. Well, since you went on ahead and brought it up, I mean, we do actually have that for everybody who is listening in. You know, we actually have a peek of that, so we can go ahead and get a snippet of that, if that's all right with you ladies, Keisha and Tice.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, well, let's go ahead and get that rolling. I want to go ahead and hear that.
Let's do it.
Just because. love, that's why I got you, baby. Put the pedal to the floor and I'ma drive you crazy. Put it in reverse, cause ain't nothing neutral, girl. I'm just more than what you used to, girl. I'ma kill it, put it in the hearse. And if you want it, I got it, you got it. I'm hooked cause your body, body, something exotic, exotic. You my bank, tell her I just wanna deposit, deposit. Because I like the way that you ride it. Taking all the skating back like it's Sonic. And I promise I'm honest, regardless to garbage you had. I won't tarnish, I'm charming, I'm harmless, to mama go brag. How you went from total carnage to the finest garments. So they didn't even notice you and now they own it. Looking out, they want it, cause they see you higher than marijuana. I wanna marry you on a cruise headed to Barcelona. And I'm more than just a boss, so she just called me the owner. Cause I own her, and if I could, I would clone her. And if I could, I would clone her. Get it? That's what describes us best, baby girl. I can shield your brain. I can shield your brain. Let me be your umbrella. Cause you're worth it. That's why I put you on this verse. Cause ain't no one better. God put you on this earth for me. And I believe that we were meant to be together. Don't deal with the lame. Deal with the lame. Come and check me. We can go and paint a picture. Cause I love your frames. Plus the frames on the Gucci shade fit you. Cause you the flyest. I could be your pilot. Why you rocking them Vickies? Don't tell nobody. Them mother chicks try, but the mother chicks fail, cause the mother chicks flawed. Really, why would I cheat when I'm already winning, girl? You my all, you're all that I'm living for. Got me feeling like Luther Vandross. When I get you up out from drawers and down on all fours, it's like magic when it happens. If I ever lose you, it'd be brutal, disastrously treacherous. But that ain't gonna happen, cause I play my part, I know my role. Young fly fresh, but my soul is old. Straight jacket type of love, baby, we got no control. Whoa.
Hello?
Okay,
hello?
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was the Love You Baby remix.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. So when the video coming out?
We're not doing a video for that. Well, we don't have it in the plans yet as of now.
Yeah.
But, you know, it
like
was
good.
The first joint is still, you know, it's a hot record. You know, what I noticed is the independent artist, you can't give up on, you know, dope records. So the remix was more for just to bring awareness to the compilation that we dropped March 1st. And,
right.
You know, it was a chance to give Rum a chance to shine because on the first one, it's just me and Candace. On this one, is Rum is on the joint. And we brought Jade on. You know, she's from Jersey City as well. She's not down with us, but she came on, did the joint. You know, we just wanted to make another version of it just to keep the first one fresh. So we're still going to be pushing that first record, you know, for a little while, try to get some buzz behind that one because it's a big record, and I think, you know, it definitely could take us places.
Right.
It already has, so.
Oh, yeah, it has, and I'm loving it. I'm loving the remix. I'm loving the first original version of it. So I'm definitely feeling it. Let everyone know again, one more time, just where to follow you at on Twitter for all the people who may not have been listening in previously. Just let everyone know just where to find you at and where to find your music and everything, as well as She Is Hip Hop.
You have to follow me on Twitter at FirstWonderF02.
And that's the number one. Number one, that's T. First one, the F02. Y'all can follow Candace at She Is Hip Hop. Follow my team. Just follow FO2 Music, F02 Music, and you'll find all of us. We've been tweeting all day. We actually have a campaign going on right now. It's called March Madness. Very similar to what you see when you're looking at the basketball games, the college basketball games, where they have the bracket set up. What we're doing is we're dropping 30 songs this month. So we're doing a different song every day. And whenever we say we miss a day, we'll do a double header. So for the most part, 30 songs will be out by the end of the month. Our bracket, March Madness bracket, will be complete. And it's just a good way for people to hear more of us. You know, they just want extra songs. These are some songs that we had, you know, before we came together as a group. Some songs that didn't make the compilation. Just hot records, still great music. And that's actually on youtube.com/F02MusicGroup. So you can go there, click on the March Madness playlist, and just let it rock straight through.
Okay, well, make sure that you tag us. It's a TP3 Radio on Twitter, on anything you know, we'll definitely tweet you out on that.
Yeah, I'm gonna definitely do that right now.
Yeah, make sure you do that. And also, you have... Do we have any more callers, Keisha?
No.
No? Okay. Well, we do have one more surprise, one more song. I know if you want to go ahead and get into that right now, go ahead and play the last song that we have for you and go ahead and introduce it for everyone who is listening in.
The other record, the other one I sent you?
Yeah, you want to go ahead and you might as well go ahead and play that one.
Yeah, this record is actually called RSVP. It's a pretty big record out here. We just shot the video for that. The video is actually done. It should be coming out next week. That'll be on youtube.com, F02 Music Group as well. So make sure y'all check that out. Just subscribe to our YouTube. This record's called RSVP. It's the name of our compilation. The title of our compilation is called RSVP. And it's pretty much just letting everybody know, like, we're on our way. We just got started a little bit over a year ago. I mean, we've all been rapping for years in my team, but we just came together as a team a little bit over a year ago. We're on our way to the top, and if we catch anybody at the top slipping, we're on our way up. We're coming for you, so get ready.
Okay, well, we'll definitely post that video on our Facebook page so everybody can get a chance to check that out.
I definitely will appreciate that, and I'm you know, hopefully y'all can repost the Love You Baby one because, you know, I'm sure y'all been doing y'all thing, gaining new followers, and I would love to the opportunity for y'all to present that to them.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We'll do that, too. Miss Keisha, we can go ahead and get into that spin, and that's cool.
This invitation is cordial. I tell you what we gonna do. If we got you slipping at the top, we coming for you.
Get ready, we rising.
I'ma saddle up some horses.
We riding.
This invitation is cordial. I tell you what we gonna do. If we got you slipping at the top, we coming for you.
Cousins on a sister's uncle, big and mother, they told you. I tell you what we gon' do. If we catch you slipping at the top, we coming for you.
thinking you'll find someone as hot as me. Not probable, but you can say that honestly. You can look in the sky and honor me, cause your boy is a star, astrology. I'm the one you try to be and imitate. Mimic weight, but you can't, you benefit. I take him out and eliminate them. Not a minute late, I penetrate the game. I'm a walking time bomb. I disintegrate you lame.
I tell you what we gonna do. If we get you slipping at the top, we coming for you.
Get ready.
Another one. That's what's up. Okay. We definitely appreciate you calling in. We definitely appreciate the support. Make sure you hit the like button on TP3 Radio. That's Facebook/TP3 Radio. We'll be posting your video up there soon. Actually, as soon as we get off the show. So, ladies, do you have anything you would like to say to First Wonder?
I think we lost him.
Oh, really?
We lost him. Well, maybe he might call back.
Honestly, my favorite of all their tracks, though, is still the first, Love You Baby.
I love you.
I like the remix, too, though. I liked it. I really liked it.
First one's still my favorite. I played that song repeat for a minute.
Alrighty. Well, I guess we should go ahead and get into our Zodiac Love compatibility.
Alright. Let's get into it.
Alright, so everyone tuning in, this is your girl, Keisha Nicole, and I will be reading through everybody's Zodiac sign. And for those who don't usually follow the Zodiac or astrology or anything, I will let you know, whenever your birthday is in your sign. Alrighty, so I'm going to start off with Aries. Aries' birthday is from March 21st to April 19th. As a fire sign, Aries is inherently extroverted. Aries is a natural leader and enjoys taking the lead. Best love matches are with partners who are willing to follow but are fast thinking at the same time. Slowness to make decisions or act does nothing but frustrate the Aries. So the most compatible zodiac sign love matches for Aries are generally considered to be Gemini, Leo, Sagittarius, and Aquarius. Although polar opposite Libra, because you know they say opposites attract, their opposite would be the Libra, and they can be a good balancing energy too. So together, Aries and Gemini will have a life filled with spirit and adventure, while Aries and Aquarius will have lots of fun. Aries and Leo will have a stimulating and positive love life as long as both don't try to be the boss. And with the Sagittarius as a life partner, Aries will have a love life filled with optimism and warmth. And its opposite sign, the Libra, is a special mate for Aries. If the two of you can learn to respect each other's differences, there's a lot to be learned from each other. And the least compatible zodiac love match for Aries are generally considered to be Cancer and Capricorn. The next,
okay.
I'm going to go to the Taurus. Taurus, from April 20th to May 20th,
being an earth sign, Taurus loves pleasure and being in the moment. Your most enjoyable moments include quality food, fine wine, and intimacy. The most compatible sign love match with Taurus are generally considered to be fellow earth signs Virgo and Capricorn, as well as Cancer and Pisces. Taurus and Virgo will accumulate security and material success. Taurus and Capricorn's minds and hearts will work as one. Taurus and Cancer will have a life filled with affection, love, and understanding. And friendship, love, and appreciation will be the central focus of the Taurus and Pisces unity. And the opposite, Scorpio, is able to provide focus and depth of intent to Taurus in this match. Both partners are loyal and prepared to work through challenges. The least compatible zodiac love match for Taurus are generally considered to be the fiery Leo and the individualist Aquarius. Alrighty, so now to Gemini. Gemini, May 21st to June 20th. Those belonging to the Gemini zodiac symbol are motivated by communication and learning. Social interaction is imperative, and they sometimes get a reputation for being deceptive or manipulative due to their ability to adapt to their environment. Being witty and chatty, Gemini is the zodiac's social butterfly. Gemini connects best with partners who are equally interested in communication and connection. The most compatible zodiac sign love matches for Gemini are generally considered to be Aries, Leo, Libra, and Aquarius. Gemini and Aries are an active social couple constantly venturing out on excursions and adventures, both physically and mentally. With Aries as your partner, enthusiasm and spirit will be the go. With Leo as your partner, your life will be filled with love and laughter. Your life with a Libra will be filled with social activities, quick wit, and abundant affection. Aquarius is a good love match for Gemini as both approach life from a social and community perspective. You also enjoy experimenting between the sheets. Uh-oh. And intimacy is generally a lighthearted affair. In terms of opposites, Gemini benefits from the honesty and integrity that is offered by Sagittarius. And the least compatible love match for Gemini are generally considered to be Virgo and Pisces. Interesting.
Very interesting.
Very.
Because I'm listening, I'm like, Pisces seems to be compatible with a lot of other signs.
Yeah, except for Gemini.
Even spoken to. Was it Taurus and Gemini? I don't think I've ever spoken to anyone from either of those signs, actually.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. And we both single Pisces, so I'm like, how's this working out? We compatible with all these people.
See, I need to find out Taurus or something.
I guess. We need to,
Candy's about to do some soul searching now.
Right? Like, what?
Gemini,
why am I compatible with all these signs?
Candy world.
Right?
6 to 9 on Twitter.
Right?
Ready? Let me get into the Cancer. So if your birthday is from June 21st to July 22nd, you are a Cancer. Cancer is driven by emotions and sensitivity, while being motivated by a need to nurture and enclose, whether it be a partner, family, a creation, or their own emotion. Their desire to look after the inner self can sometimes be passive yet fearful energy that can effectively lock them away from the world. Family focused and traditional, Cancer prefers partners who provide support and stability as well as respect for the past. Sensitive Cancer is a good love match for emotional water sign mates, Scorpio and Pisces. Taurus is a particularly grounding and nourishing partner for Cancer. Life with a Virgo will be filled with patience and understanding. Capricorn offers balance as it pursues different goals. And the least compatible zodiac love match for Cancer are generally considered to be Aries and Libra. Yeah, I've had two exes that were Cancer. Didn't quite work out, but makes a lot of sense.
Well, I just don't understand how they're compatible with Pisces, too. Like, what's going on? Pisces is the is the sign that works with everybody? Like, what's up?
Right. We just
except
mutual.
Yeah, that's the only one that's, so far, you're not compatible with Gemini.
Okay.
All right, next is Leo, from July 23rd to August 22nd. Leo loves being the center of attention, but they do get bored without a super energetic mate who loves the limelight as much as they do. The most compatible zodiac signs for Leo are generally considered to be Aries, Gemini, Libra, and Sagittarius. You learn from Aries to manifest your dreams and being a natural initiator. Aries acts as Leo's personal cheerleader, and life with an Aries will be vibrant and warm. Sagittarius helps Leo explore beyond their comfort zone. Libra helps Leo engage others and develop partnerships that support Leo's achievement. Gemini is an easygoing mate for Leo, helping you relax and boosting your sense of humor. As the opposite sign, Aquarius offers Leo a unique approach to life and love. As a pair, Aquarius and Leo complement each other to be better together than you would be apart. The least compatible zodiac sign for Leo are generally Taurus and Scorpio. Alrighty. So moving along to Virgo. August 23rd to September 22nd. Had a few Virgo exes too. So Virgo is without a doubt the most organized sign and loves to stick to routines and regular rituals, both in love and in work. The most compatible zodiac signs for Virgo are generally considered to be fellow earth signs, Taurus and Capricorn, as well as water signs, Cancer and Scorpio. Taurus and Virgo will have a life of material success and practicality. A relationship between Virgo and Capricorn will be dependable and steady. Cancer will gift Virgo with love and patience. Virgo and Scorpio will work well together since both are intelligent and practical. And Virgo's opposite, Pisces, can teach you to let go and just drift every now and then. And the least compatible zodiac for Virgo are generally considered to be Gemini and Sagittarius.
I just got a text from First Wonder, who is saying that his battery died, and he was... Sorry, he said he tried to call back, but I guess we were already continuing the show. So I don't know if you get, if you see him flashing in, Keisha Nicole, go ahead and try to plug him through if you can. I told him to try to call back, but he said thank you and he appreciates us having him on if he doesn't get a chance to call back before the show ends.
Alrighty. Alright, so moving right along to Libra. September 23rd to October 22nd. Libra is excellent at forming relationships. Harmony and compromise are important elements to them in close relationships. The most compatible signs for Libra are generally considered to be fellow chatterbox air signs, Gemini and Aquarius, as well as Leo and Sagittarius. Gemini and Libra share a love of culture and seek new experiences to add to their knowledge base. Together, your lives will be interesting and beautiful. Aquarius offers Libra a chance to step outside of traditional roles. Life together will be affectionate and filled with joy. As partners, Leo and Libra inspire each other creatively and support each other's artistic growth. This union enjoys using their imagination to keep love alive. And life together will be romantic and happy. A Libra and Sagittarius spells out success, happiness, and an environment filled with love. Aries can teach Libra to speak for themselves and channel a healthy level of selfishness. And the least compatible zodiac match for Libra are generally considered to be Cancer and Capricorn. Then we go to Scorpio, October 23rd to November 21st. As the deepest and most intense of the water signs, Scorpio is often misunderstood by other signs. That's funny. So Scorpio needs a partner who understands that they are steady and loyal, but incredibly private. The most compatible zodiac sign match with Scorpio are generally considered to be fellow water signs, Cancer and Pisces, as well as earth signs, Virgo and Capricorn. Scorpio enjoys the energy and initiation that Cancer bring into their life, helping Scorpio to get unstuck or to stop procrastinating. Trust and understanding will secure this love. Scorpio enjoys the following Pisces lead to loosen up a bit and go with the flow, and this union tends to be one of the most classically romantic. Virgo and Scorpio are a good team when it comes to managing practical resources, including finances. Your life together will be interesting and a bit practical. Scorpio feels safe in a relationship with shy-mannered Capricorn, and these two partners are loyal to each other and intensely supportive of each other behind closed doors. And as a couple, Taurus and Scorpio form a deliciously sensual and passionate relationship. And the least compatible sign for Scorpio are generally considered to be Leo and Aquarius. And then we have Sagittarius, November 22nd to December 21st. Sagittarius is known for their love of adventure and thirst for experiencing all life has to offer. Best love matches for Sagittarius are partners who are open-minded and interested in the rest and their zest for life. The most compatible sign love matches for Sagittarius are generally considered to be the fellow fire signs, Aries and Leo, as well as Libra and Aquarius. And then the least compatible sign for Sagittarius are generally considered to be Virgo and Pisces.
Wow.
And then moving the Capricorn, December 22nd to January 19th. The Capricorn are conservative by nature and traditional in relationships. Earth signs are typically hardworking, and Capricorn is no exception. They value professional ambition in a mate, or at the very least, someone who understands their hardworking drive. The most compatible love match for Capricorn are generally considered to be fellow earth signs, Virgo and Capricorn, as well as water signs, Scorpio and Pisces.
and the least compatible love match for Capricorn are generally considered to be Aries and Libra. And then the Aquarius, which is my sign, is January 20th to February 18th. Aquarians are known for their need for independence. They love to be self-sufficient and don't need the love of a partner as much as they enjoy the company. Good love matches are with partners who have a love of conversation. The most compatible zodiac sign love match for Aquarius are generally considered to be fellow air signs Gemini and Libra, as well as the fire signs Aries and Sagittarius. And the least compatible zodiac match for Aquarius are generally considered to be Taurus and Scorpio. And last but not least, Pisces, February 19th to March 20th. As one of the most romantic signs in the zodiac, the passionate Pisces prefers a partner who will meet their emotional needs. The most compatible zodiac love match for Pisces are generally considered to be fellow water signs Cancer and Scorpio, as well as earthy Taurus and Capricorn. And polar opposite Virgo can be a good balancing energy too. And the least compatible zodiac love match for Pisces are generally considered to be Gemini and Sagittarius.
All right.
And there we have our zodiac love compatibility.
Well, well. I hope everybody knows who they are compatible with, because I knew Capricorn was one of them. I knew that. I knew Capricorn was one of them. I was trying to pull out my notes on my phone to get the other ones. Let me notate this.
Definitely, definitely.
Thank you. But,
so we want to thank everyone for tuning in to TP3 Radio. Thank all the callers and listeners. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at TP3 Radio and on Facebook, facebook.com/TP3 Radio. You ladies have anything you need to say?
Oh, that's it.
Just check out candiesworld.com. Hit me up on Twitter at candiesworld69. And that's it. Hope everyone has a safe, wonderful, don't get too drunk spring break. And that's all.
Definitely. So you've been listening to TP3 Radio.
Okay, my lady, if you know you bad, don't need no man, got your own band, put up your hand.
If you a top knife, give me a holler.
Bend it over, set the toe, whip it out, show them, keep bang rolling. Slang it out, you're broke.